Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight it's a pleasure to welcome back to our beautiful studios here in downtown Exeter, Rhode Island, the conductor, director, the all-around good guy, the head man of the Narragansett Bay Symphony Community Orchestra, Christo Conducti, is back. Nice to have you with us, Christo.
It's nice to see you after such a long time, Mike.
It has been a while. Things have happened. You've gotten married, and you're still married.
So far.
Okay. All right. And
growing up in so many ways.
You know, you go. And you went to Greece to have that happen because Absolutely. You couldn't do it in the States for some reason, or...
We were in Crete. I'm half Albanian, half Greek, and okay. We thought, why don't we make this a journey and adventure for everybody?
And so you did.
We did. We were in a 16th century olive mill.
Wow.
And they gave us the entire village for the wedding. It was magical.
They gave you the village.
Yes, they've turned like the village into a working hotel, and we had 36 people come. It was very beautiful. It felt like a movie.
I wasn't there. Well, it sounds great. Congratulations. I hope that continues for a long time. You brought a friend along with you who is going to be participating in your next concert, which is taking place on Sunday, May 21st, at the new East Providence High School Theater. That's going to be pretty interesting. The man that is here is a saxophone soloist. His name is Andy Wilds. Welcome, Andy. Nice to have you with us.
Thanks, Mike. Great to be here.
It's nice to meet you, and we'll find out everything there is to know about playing the saxophone.
I can't wait.
Okay.
Yeah. So the hint is in his last name, Wilds. Oh. Everything about this man.
Everything about it is wild. Okay. Well,
not to oversell it.
Okay. Now, you're not from Rhode Island, right? So we'll start with the fact that you're one of those people.
That's right, yes. But I'm not one of those people maybe in the way that everyone else from Boston is. I am originally from Austin, Texas.
Okay.
Moved to Boston about 7 years ago. And it's been great. I love it up here. Yeah.
And how long have you been playing the saxophone? Is that something you started when you were real small or later in college, or how did that happen?
I started playing saxophone when I was 11 years old, and it happened because the band program in my hometown had what they call an instrument petting zoo, where you go around and try all the different instruments, and they give you a score based on how they think you'll play each instrument. And not to brag, but I ranked pretty highly on most of them.
Oh.
And it just happened that my grandmother had bought a saxophone at a garage sale like 2 weeks before that. And so my parents said, well, we already have a saxophone, so I guess you should play that. So how I got here.
and Chris, that's how you started conducting, right?
Yes, except with my parents, they just got a stick at a garage.
There you go. That's all you needed. All right. Well, in Austin, Texas, and started at age 11, and then continued through school. Did you go to further education about music?
I did, yeah. I went to school at the University of Texas for music performance. And when I moved to Boston, I went to the New England Conservatory as well.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's not too shabby. That's has a few credentials there, right?
Just a few.
A few. Christo, the Narragansett Bay Symphony Community Orchestra has something interesting in its name that we always like to mention, and that's the word community. So it is a symphony orchestra, but it's involved with professionals and non-professionals, right?
Yes. The professionals bring the A game.
Right.
And the non-professionals were amateurs, and you know the word amateur comes from the same word as love. They bring the love.
Oh, isn't that nice? They bring the love. But a lot of talented amateurs, I'm sure.
It's incredibly high.
Yeah. It's amazing when you see some of them and you say, why are you an amateur? And this guy's a professional. I can't tell the difference sometimes.
That's what makes it magical.
Okay. Know? Now, this concert that's going to be on May 21st is a brand new East Providence High School Theater. And you've seen pictures of it and so forth, but you haven't actually performed there, right?
Not yet, but we're very excited.
Okay.
To debut right across the street from where we rehearse.
Yeah, at the Rhode Island...
Philharmonic School, yeah.
Philharmonic School, okay. So we'll talk a little bit more about the concert itself and Andy's role, but let's get to some music. You brought quite a bit of music with you as far as length is concerned, and let's talk about this first piece and why did you select it?
So our last concert for this season is right on the verge of summer, and in the spirit of summer flings, we're starting this concert with Tchaikovsky's Romeo and Juliet Overture, Tale as Old as Time, Young Love, that ends in tragedy, unfortunately, but it is probably one of the most recognizable pieces of music that Tchaikovsky ever wrote. If anyone's ever seen a Looney Tunes cartoon, that moment of just love, everyone will recognize it, and it's just an amazing way to start a concert.
All right, it's pretty long, so we'll listen to as much as possible, take a short break, and be back with more.
Thank you.
The Narragansett Bay Symphony Community Orchestra is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm happy to be sitting with Andy and Christo. I'm Mike Mano, and we're talking about a concert that's going to take place at East Providence High School's Theater on Sunday, May 21st at 3 o'clock. And Christo, tickets for this event are a little unusual in that it's a fairly large theater. So it's likely that people will be able to go that day and get in, right?
Absolutely.
And there's no ticket price.
No, we've delegated the cost to the consumer in this case. So anyone who wishes to attend the concert can choose the price of the ticket they wish to pay.
Now,
what you think is fair model.
Right. A lot of groups have started that, and it's working out pretty well. I know one group that normally had a concert was taking in about $10,000 through ticket sales, and they went that way, and they took in almost $15,000.
That's incredible. I mean, I first started doing this with an orchestra in Boston that I lead, and the average ticket price compared from when we were charging actual ticket prices, fixed ticket prices with this model, went up. It's kind of amazing.
That's good, because once people are there and they hear how good Andy is, you're bound to, get a tremendous...
They'll be throwing dollar bills at the stage. You'll be...
No, they're hundreds.
Hundreds. That's exactly
right. Saxophone will do that.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, let's talk about a saxophone. The next piece of music we're going to hear in a few minutes is featuring a saxophone, correct?
That's right. Yeah. And saxophone, it's not a normal member of the orchestra. It wasn't invented until around 1850, so a lot of orchestral music, had been standardized by that point already. But it actually was invented as a classical instrument, despite the fact that most people only know it as a jazz instrument. And it does make a rare appearance with the orchestra, with pieces by Ravel and Prokofiev, Gershwin. It happens sometimes, and sometimes we get to be the soloist for concerti, so that's going to be the case here.
So someone in the middle 1800s said, we need another instrument.
That's right. Actually, it's a guy named Adolf Sax, who was quite a character. He's a Belgian guy who was an instrument inventor and repair person. He actually also invented a whole family of instruments called the saxhorn, which obviously didn't have the staying power of the saxophone. But he invented the saxophone as sort of a hybrid model between a woodwind and a brass instrument, because it's made of brass, so it has the projection of a brass instrument, but it has the dexterity of a woodwind instrument because it has keys instead of valves.
There you go.
Yeah.
See, all the things we're learning. And Christo and I are shaking our heads. Yeah.
Everyone didn't know about Adolf Sax already?
But also the wonderful tone color, like of the blend between wood and
brass.
Oh, you're
going to go with like Sirius now.
No, it's like fusion between two different cuisines. It just adds a completely different taste. It's and color. It's quite beautiful.
It has a really special resonance saxophone.
Now, you'll be the only saxophone there at this concert?
That's correct. Okay, yeah.
So. He'll be standing right next to the conductor.
Wow.
Trying not to get whacked in the face with a baton.
Right. Which was invented by whom?
So the history of the baton is quite interesting. I don't know if we've talked about this before, but conducting as an art form evolved differently in different places. So you had the more French style during the Renaissance period, where the conductor literally stood in front of the orchestra with a staff.
Okay.
And they would slam the staff into the ground at every downbeat, because a lot of the music was dance music.
Okay.
So like, yes.
Yeah.
And what ended up happening in the 16th century is the composer Lully stabbed himself in the foot with the staff, and it went gangrenous, and he died as a result.
Why are you laughing?
Because conductor humor is hilarious.
And he died.
We stopped using the staff.
But
in Italy, at the same time, the concertmaster, the principal violinist, was the real conductor, and so they would use the bow to conduct. And
that makes sense. Evolved into
a stick.
Oh.
Yeah, and then now it's become this refined art form.
So we don't need you at all, is what you're saying. We should just go back to...
Oh, no, I think quite seriously, the role of a conductor in an orchestra is to become as useless as possible as soon as possible. Because you want the musicians to be making the music. The conductor is the only musician that doesn't make a sound.
Right.
You depend entirely on other people, making them powerful for you to have any power.
Absolutely. Right. We have the, believe it or not, we have the same kind of saying when with choral music. Our conductor in a chorus, an a cappella chorus, says the least I can do is the best.
Absolutely.
You know, so that's
because you're there to unlock things for another group of people, to literally conduct their energy and attention.
All right. Well, tell us about this next piece. Who's going to take that?
Sure, I'll take that. So the Glazunov Concerto for saxophone and string orchestra is basically the most well-known, if you can say that, saxophone concerto. And it's probably the most important saxophone concerto in our repertoire. It was commissioned by another eccentric character in the world of the history of classical saxophone named Sigurd Roscher. He commissioned the piece and premiered it in, I believe it was 1934. And the piece was given a second performance around the same time by a French saxophonist who's equally important in the history of classical saxophone named Marcel Mule. So right around the same time, two of the biggest figures in classical saxophone history were giving the first performances of this piece. And basically any student who studies saxophone is going to play this piece at some point. Most only ever get to play it with the piano reduction, so I'm very excited to get to play it with orchestra.
And that's you are going to perform this on May 21st. All right. Well, we're only going to play a piece of it, so if you want to hear the whole thing, you have to go on May 21st. We'll listen to a piece of it and come back with more after commercial break.
Thank you.
Narragansett Bay Symphony Community Orchestra, subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, pleased to be sitting with Christo and his friend Andy, who is a saxophonist. We've been learning about the saxophone and the baton that a conductor uses. So we've learned some things tonight. We're talking about a concert that is going to be held on May 21st at the East Providence High School, the brand new theater that is there. So there's an opportunity to check it out, and there's no ticket price for this concert. It's at 3 o'clock on the Sunday afternoon, so there's your chance. Beautiful spring afternoon, I'm sure it will be, just like, well, not so much like today. But but at any rate, it's going to be a nice day, I'm sure. I'm predicting that. Andy, you just came back from Brazil. That was quite a trip to take.
That's right. Yeah, traveling with the MIT Wind Ensemble and Festival Jazz Ensemble and Vocal Jazz Ensemble. So a big trip.
Big trip. And Christo, you came back from Pawtucket.
No, not yet.
Where do you spend your time? Almost. You live in Boston.
In Boston,
right?
In Back Bay.
Yeah.
But I travel all the time to Rhode Island. I'm here every week.
Every week. Amazing. So you have a visa that they did give you, a work visa for Rhode Island.
I have to renegotiate it every week, but
I can't believe they keep letting you in.
I know. Rhode Islanders are really nice.
Yeah. And they
I ever tell you about this experience? I had actually after this show, the first time we ever met after I conducted the Mahler First Symphony with NABSCO. Mm-hmm. And I'm rushing back to Boston for a conference meeting. And apparently there was this new law where you couldn't have a handheld device for more than 15 minutes. So I had tuned into this conference meeting, speeding up back to Boston after our interview. And I looked to my right and there's a Rhode Island state trooper who was right next to me for God knows how long. And we make eye contact and his lights go on. I said, oh, goodness. He pulls me to the side of the road and he comes up to the car, to the door, and lowered the window and asked me what my business in Rhode Island was. I said, I just got finished with a radio interview about the Mahler First. Do you know Mahler? He was this Austrian composer.
You didn't mention my name.
No. But he said, very, very good, sir. Like, just, I need your license and registration. There's this new law. You can't have a handheld device, blah, 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 blah. And I said, well, officer, in my business, if I'm going to get a ticket, I have to give a ticket back. And I had a bunch of free tickets to the concert. We had fixed ticket prices at the time. And his face went bright red, and there was a bit of humor. And he said, I still need your license and registration. So he goes back to his car for like 10, 15 minutes, and then comes back, and he says, well, you know, I want you to be coming to Rhode Island for good things, so have a nice day. And I still gave him my ticket. In my mind, he came to the concert.
Yeah, there you go.
So Rhode Islanders are quite nice. They let me in still somehow.
You never know how those things work out.
Yeah.
So there you go. Let's get to Andy. One just kind of finishing up. We're going to have a fairly lengthy piece of music to finish the program with. But are you only going to be involved in that one piece during the concert, or you have lots of others?
So I'm only playing on the Glazunov concerto on that concert, and I'm really looking forward to hearing the other two pieces and really looking forward to playing with NABSCO.
Excellent. Well, we hope you come back to Rhode Island many more times, and we're looking forward to what is going to be a very interesting concert. And Christo, if people want to get involved with the orchestra, they can do that by going to the website, finding out when you rehearse, how
exactly
they go about joining.
And there's a link to sign up to play and to audition. So we encourage, especially string players, low strings, cellos and basses, to sign up and join this awesome community of players.
Why especially them? Are they hard to find?
They are hard to find, especially really? Bass players, yeah.
Oh, all right. Well,
and especially for a volunteer ensemble, you know.
Well, that's interesting. So if you're looking for, if you happen to be a bass player out there, you could demand a stipend. You could at least get free tickets like the state trooper did.
That's right. Okay. I like your thinking on that, Mike.
There you go. All right. Let's talk about this last piece of music that we have. And who wants to start? Or
well, so this has been an incredible season for NAPSCO. A few milestones reached. And we just finished our third concert of the season with Mozart Requiem. First time that I know that NAPSCO has ever participated with
That's
a chorus.
That's
one of those pieces that just is life-changing for everyone involved, listener and performer alike. And I just want to make a special shout-out of thanks to Dr. Joseph Amante, who's the director of the music. He's the chair of the music department at CCRI, mm-hmm. who put together the chorus, trained them, and also conducted one of the pieces in the program. It was a total milestone for the orchestra. They've never sounded better.
Excellent.
And now we're working on the Sibelius Second Symphony, which is like a requiem inside a symphony. It's epic in every possible way. And I think there's something for everyone in the piece.
All right. And we look forward to things in the future after this May 21st concert. Do you take the summer off, or do you then get ready for the fall concert?
Yeah, typically we take a break in the summer to plan for the next season.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll look forward to having you back in the fall and telling us what's going to happen then. Andy, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me. It was a lot of fun.
Great to meet you. And Christo, always fun.
Always.
I always learn something. There you go.
I always remember how much I miss you in between the sessions.
All right. We're going to listen to this last piece or a portion thereof, and we'll see you all next time on Conducting Conversations.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.